I'm Pastor Joseph Gilman. Welcome to Whitfield Word of Life Broadcast. Whitfield Word of Life Broadcast is a ministry of Whitfield Pentecostal Fellowship Church for the purpose of the spreading of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Our aim is to preach good tidings to the meek, to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn. Also, you can hear our broadcast at your convenience at whitfieldpfc.org, our website. We'll be telling you more at the end of the broadcast how you can receive or find copies of this message. I hope you enjoy today's broadcast. May God bless you. Amen. You know something? I do know that God will remember us, but I think He wants us to remember Him. Amen. Deuteronomy chapter 32, we'll begin reading in verse number 7, read down through the 18th verse, amen, in this book. Amen. Remember the days of old. Consider the years of many generations. Ask thy father, and he will shew thee, thy elders, and they will tell thee. When the Most High divided to the nations their inheritance, when He separated the sons of Adam, He set the bounds of the people according to the number of the children of Israel. For the Lord's portion is His people. Jacob is the lot of His inheritance. He found him in a desert land and in a waste, howling wilderness. He led him about. He instructed him. He kept him as the apple of His eye. As an eagle stirreth up her nest, fluttereth over her young, spreadeth abroad her wings, taketh them, beareth them on her wings. So the Lord alone did lead him, and there was no strange god with him. He made him ride on the high places of the earth, that he might eat the increase of the fields, and he made him to suck honey out of the rock, and oil out of the flinty rock, butter of kine, and milk of sheep, with fat of lambs and rams of the breed of Bashan, and goats with the fat of kidneys. With the fat of kidneys of wheat, and thou didst drink the pure blood of the grape. But Jeshurun waxed fat and kicked. Thou art waxen fat. Thou art grown thick. Thou art covered with fatness. Then he forsook God which made him, and lightly esteemed the rock of his salvation. They provoked him to jealousy with strange gods. With abominations provoked they him to anger. They sacrificed unto devils, not to God, to gods whom they knew not, and to new gods that came newly up, whom your fathers feared not. Of the rock that begat thee, thou art unmindful, and hast forgotten God that formed thee. A wonderful passage. I love this beautiful passage that was written by, recorded by Moses. Amen. As the Spirit of God dealt with him, most of us know that the book Deuteronomy, amen, the D-U-E-T in the front is Deuteronomy, is second. Amen. It's second law. It is a reiteration of the law. Amen. God gave the law. We find it recorded, amen, the primary law in the book of parts of it in Exodus and over in Leviticus. Amen. The Levitical law and many of the statutes and of the ritualistic works of the Jewish religion. Amen. But we find that God reinstituted, or if you will, renamed the law, or reiterated the law again in the book of Deuteronomy. What did He do that for? He wanted them to remember. Amen. God's always wanting us to remember. My mom used to sing a song, and amen, remind me, dear Lord. Amen. Well, where you brought me from, where I could have been. Amen. You and I understand tonight, if we know anything about God and His kindness, wonder where we would be without Him. Amen. The old song that Brother Carpenter used to love often comes to my mind. Amen. Where could I go but to the Lord? Needing a friend, someone to help me in the end. Amen. It's God that has been my helper throughout all generations. God's been the helper of mankind. Amen. And God has remembered, amen, His people. Amen. And here Moses is old and up in age, and amen, the Lord's fixing to remove him off the scene, and Joshua's fixing to stand in his room, and amen. And so God's given this man of God, amen, a letter back to the people of God. And amen, he is making sure, wanting them to do. If you and I know anything about the Word of God, you not only did Moses do this, there come a time when Joshua would call the people together at his older age, and then he would again remind the people of God. Amen. And now they're not the only ones. Many down through time, the Apostle Paul writes his last letters and gives his last edicts, and amen, begins to tell people they need to remember God. Peter said, I write this epistle that I might stir up your pure mind by the way of remembrance. Amen. And then Peter went on and said that, amen, I'm going to have it written down, amen, so that when I'm gone, somebody can still remind you, amen, of what God has said unto you. Amen. And in this passage of Scripture, starting out, it begins, remember the years, amen, the days of old, and consider the years of many generations. Amen. You know, I think it would do us good, and amen, not only as a Christian people, but as a nation tonight, amen, to consider the years of many generations. We live in a time and in a nation that's, for the most part, has lost a reason for why we have been such a blessed nation. Amen. Tried to do away with God, the same God that has delivered us and kept us and blessed us, amen, through many, many years. Amen. And I can tell you, the greatest thing that America could do tonight, amen, is go back and remember the God, amen, that has preserved this nation, amen, and that has kept us, and remember Him in repentance, amen, and submission before Him, amen. And I can tell you, it'd be the greatest blessing that America could have, amen, if she would repent before God and say, we're sorry that we have forgotten you. Amen. You see, amen, when people forget God, bad things begin to happen. Lives don't just stay the same. They begin to degrade away. They begin to become corrupt. Amen. I'm telling you, why do we have such a corrupt government today, Brother Joe? Because America as a whole, amen, have drifted away from God and forgotten Him. There can be nothing else, amen. The Word of God indicates to us that when a man leaves God, his morals become, amen, decayed. He begins to corrupt, amen, from within. Amen. And I can tell you, great men that once led this country said, and one said in particular, Abraham Lincoln, that this nation would never, amen, die from an outward, amen, attack, but it would die from a cancer within. Amen. Believe the man's right. That cancer's called sin. Amen. We're living in such a time. Not only our nation, amen, faced this. The children of Israel faced this same problem. If you are avid studier of the Word of God, amen, you know that the children of Israel would, amen, get far away from God and have moments of repentance and come back, then that they would begin to drift away from God again. When they were walking with God, amen, there was no nation that could stand against them. They were mighty in their influence. They were great in their strength, amen, and nations feared and revered them, amen, to a great degree. But when they began to play games with God, and they began to not remember that it was God that was the reason that they had what they had, amen, then they began to go after false gods. They began to worship false things. And they began, if you will, to absolutely slander God. Amen. And to offend God. And then God would turn His back on the nation. Amen. I can tell you, not only is that a type towards the nations, it comes right on down, amen, to the church. Amen. I can tell you, they've been church ages when God has been moving. Amen. Men are fiery hot. You know what it seems like, Brother Joe, if you study history, you can almost correlate, amen, troubled times, amen, with the church being fervent. Amen. It's bad that God has to send troubled times, amen, to get God's people, amen, to be fervent about things. Amen. But I'm telling you, if that's what it takes, then we need it by all means. Amen. That God once again, amen, would get His people, amen, back to a place where I remember, amen, that God is the one that brought me out of this place. Amen. Brother Tony said this morning about America's judgments. If you read in Ezekiel chapter 16, amen, God begins to compare, amen, and He begins to make statements, amen, and showing types that Jerusalem, or Israel, amen, and He said she's got two sisters, amen, Samaria, amen, and Sodom, amen, and said you've done worse than your sisters, amen, you knew more, you knew better, and you have been living worse lifestyles than those who don't profess to know much about God. Amen. What was the sin of Sodom, Brother Joe? You read it in Ezekiel chapter 16. Pride, fullness of bread, and abundance of idleness was in her and in her children. And God said, and they did evil in the sight of the Lord, and I took them away as I saw fit. Amen. You understand something with Brother Joe? Amen. God's a just God. God's a sane God. And He, amen, executed judgment upon the nation when they sinned and when they forgot Him. And He will be sure to visit in this hour. I realize that we're living in a time when the prosperity prophets and all of these folks, amen, trying to, amen, preach blasphemy messages, amen, don't want to, amen, put anything on sin, don't want to warn anyone, amen, I'm telling you, they are worthless, you hear me? Amen, God, amen, expects His ministers to warn, amen, not only, amen, the church, but the nation for sin. Amen. If God's people don't warn the nation, pray tell who is. Amen. I thank God for Franklin Graham. Amen. I thank God that he's got a voice and he uses it and he don't hold punches. Amen. You don't find much of that no more. Amen. It's sad to say you don't find hardly any of that much in the Pentecostal ranks with the big name guys. Amen. That's got a big national voice. Amen. They're too busy telling folks how to be rich in God. Amen. How to get all the money. I'm telling you what, that money's going to perish one day. Amen. And then where are you going to be at? Amen. Listen, I can tell you what I want. I want to remember Him. Amen. I said, I want to remember Him. Amen. Because if we'll remember Him, amen, when the chips are down, amen, and the going's rough, and when everything has gotten out of hand, I can tell you what, He'll remember. Hallelujah. Woo! Amen. The Word of God said when, amen, no Noah and them's on that ark, amen, and God remembered Noah. Amen. The waters are receding. Hey, what did God do? He remembered. Yeah, He's got somebody out there on that ark that He told him to build. God remembered them. Amen. Thank God that He will. Amen. I can tell you what. I also read in the Word of God that Hannah had prayed, touched God because she was barren. Amen. And God, amen, has promised her a child. And the Word of God said, and God remembered her. Hallelujah. Amen. And He made available unto her, done what He said. Amen. Let me just look at something for a few minutes. Amen. We see the history of the nation of Israel outlined in this passage of Scripture. He found him. Listen, He found him in a desert land and in a waste howling wilderness. Where did He find you and I at? He found us in the same place. He found us in a desert. He didn't find me in the abundance of life. He found me dead in trespasses and sins. He found me lost, undone, without God. Amen. Without any hope. Aliens from the commonwealth of Israel. Amen. I'm telling you, oh, thank God we preached on faith, hope, and charity this morning by the help of God. Amen. And I'm glad this morning that in 1985, not a day, amen, that I found hope in Jesus Christ. Amen. He found me dead, but He didn't leave me that way. Amen. No, sir. Amen. The Word of God said, but if we look in Ezekiel chapter 16 and read the fullness of what He said, amen, He said, I passed by thee and saw thee polluted in thine own blood. Amen. They was like a baby that was cast out without, amen, his umbilical cord cut. Nobody cared. Nobody, amen, amen, cared anything about it, but God said it was a time of love. Amen. And I passed by you and I loved you. Amen. And I put my skirts over you. And so the words, I sheltered you. I took you in. Amen. And we read the synopsis of it here in the 32nd chapter that God said, I cleaned you up. Amen. I brought you in. I give you life. I enriched you. Amen. I lifted you up. Amen. And I give you blessings and gifts. Come on. Oh, listen. Listen, what he come on with me now tonight. Amen. What did he say? Amen. God said, I just made you rich. Amen. I found you in a pauper estate. I found you in a horrible estate. Amen. But when I put my hand on you, I loved you. Amen. I decked you out. Amen. I gave you the places to eat that you didn't think you'd ever eat. I gave you things that you never thought you'd have. Come on with me. Then what was his reward for that? Amen. Jeshurun's wax fat. God, why in the world is Jeshurun fat? Not because Jeshurun could do it, amen, but because God and His mercy and His grace. Isn't it amazing? Amen. Brother Joe's always found it that amazing, but it is that way throughout history. Amen. That when, amen, blessings come, people are more prone to forget God in blessing than they are in hard times. Amen. Brother Ravenhill, amen, I know he probably wasn't well liked, amen, because of some of his statements, but he said we've been cursed with blessings, amen, because we've had so much, amen, we've got to the place where, amen, it's easy to not remember God anymore. Come on. I said it won't always hold, amen, out though. I can tell you Jacob made it a long time with, amen, by his trickery and deceit. But there come a time, amen, when Esau's coming to meet him, and all the tricks and all of his wise wisdom and all of his little cards he knows how to play ain't going to fix that situation, amen. He got to have some help that's real help, amen. He's got to go back to, amen, what it ought to be. He's got to go back and confess to God who he is and what he is, amen. And get things right with God. Hallelujah. Well, glory. Amen. You wax fat, Jeshurun. Amen. I fed you with the fat of the bulls of Bashan. I caused you to be rich in the things. Amen. I made you eat from the true blood of the grape. I mean, you had the real thing, son. Listen to Brother Joe. Hey, a lot of folks has had the real thing down through the years. Amen. But I'm afraid tonight that a lot of them have traded them shields of gold. Amen. For them shields of brass. Hello. They traded the real for the fakery. Oh, my God. I want. Behold, I have offered thee that which is beyond measure, saith the Lord. I have done for thee what nobody else could do. I have done what thou couldst never have done, saith the Lord. I have delivered thee from the curse of sin. I have brought thee out. I've washed thee. I've cleansed you. Behold, I've done that which nothing in this world could have accomplished, saith the Lord. I've caused you to be pure in my sight. I've washed you with my blood. Behold, I've filled you with my spirit. And behold, I say unto thee, to them who would forget me, I say unto them, they have forsaken their life. They have forsaken their hope. They have forsaken their redemption. I say unto thee, remember me, saith the Lord. It is I that have purchased thee. Have I not told thee in my word that thou art not thine own, but thou art bought with a price? Therefore glorify me in thy body and thy spirit, which are mine, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, I owe him everything. That's what I owe him. I don't owe him just a little bit. I owe him everything. Amen to God. Why? Because, amen, they had an old country song years ago. I don't know if it was old, amen, who it was sung that song. Hey, you're my everything. Amen. I can tell you they were singing it to the wrong, amen, one. But I know who my everything is. Amen. His name is Jesus. Amen. He's, amen. My Bible said He's made all things to them. Amen. I can tell you He's made unto me wisdom. He's made unto me sanctification, justification. Amen. I'm glory to God. I can tell you justification. I know some people don't even appreciate that much anymore. Amen. To be justified before God means to be completely innocent in His sight as if one's never sinned. I'm going to tell you, you can't buy that with all the money in the world. Amen. I don't care if you know them all the way to the White House. You can't have that from man. But God, amen, knows how to wipe the slate clean. Amen. And wipe the heart clean. Amen. And give me a conscience born of a pinch. Oh, hallelujah. Woo! Glory to God. I heard Him say in Hebrews chapter 9, with the blood of bulls and goats and ashes will help her sanctify to the sprinkling of the sanctifying of the unclean. How much more shall the precious blood of Jesus purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God? Hallelujah. Oh, thank God tonight. Amen. That He found me in a waste town and wilderness. He found me dying in my sin. Amen. But thank God He didn't just walk on by. Hallelujah. Thank God He went to Calvary. Thank God He loved me. Hallelujah. He loved you. Hallelujah. Thank God that He went all the way to the cross. Hallelujah. That He purchased us. Oh, we sang that song, I'm redeemed by love divine. Glory, glory, Christ is mine. All to Him I now resign. Amen. For I've been bought. I've been purchased. Amen. I don't know why He done it. I can't see a reason in the world why God, amen, would love me enough to send His only begotten Son. It don't make any sense to this natural mind of man. Amen. But I can tell you, there's only one answer. Amen. That answer is love. In this is God's love commended toward men, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ has died for the ungodly. Oh, thank God. Amen. You see, Jesus, when He speaks to leave this world, He instituted the Lord's Supper. Amen. And the Word of God, His words were, as often as you do this, do it in remembrance of me. Amen. He said, I'm not going to drink this cup with you anymore until I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom. Oh, I can tell you, I'm looking forward, amen, to that communion in heaven. Amen. Woo! Amen. Dear Brother Joe, that's going to take a while. That's all right. We're going to have plenty of time. Amen. There won't be nobody in no hurry. Amen. We have dealt with our last alarm clock by then. Amen to God. Ain't only one schedule, and it's Jesus. Amen to God. I thank God. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. He's going to come sit down at the... Amen. Called us to sit down at that welcome table. Amen. Going to gird Himself. Yes, sir. I believe He's going to do it just like He done it on the Last Supper. Amen. He's going to... Oh, thank God. I'm looking forward to that marriage supper of the Lamb. It's going to be rough down here. Amen. But I'm telling you, the saints of God, amen, are going to be fellowshipping Him. Hallelujah. Woo, thank God that He lives. Amen. He lives in my heart. Amen. I have an appointment, glory to God, at that supper. Hallelujah. Woo. Amen. Fellow said, I'm going to sit down at the welcome table. Hallelujah. Woo, I'm going to put my feet under. Amen. I've been to a lot of, amen, dinners. Been to some kind of fancy and some that wasn't. Amen. But I want to tell you, that's going to be the supper of all suppers. Hello. Amen. I want to make sure I'm there. Amen. What you talking about tonight, Brother Joe? Remembering God. Remembering God. Oh. You see, it's very easy to forget. It's very easy to get caught up in life. Life today is in a hurry. We travel faster than we've ever traveled, but we don't have near as much time as we ever used to have. Come on. I mean, the life is just one big rush after another. Amen. I get caught up in it as well as you. I mean, it's very easy to get caught up in all of that business. Amen. Listen. Amen. But I'm telling you, it pays to remember. I think about, amen, every time I think about the term remembrance, I think about the pilgrims. And amen. By the way, don't write to, amen, the president a letter about, amen, Muslims in history and making him remember the pilgrims, because he'll, amen, get you tossed out of your job. Amen. A coach, amen, lost his because he done it. Amen. But every time I think about remembrance, I think about the pilgrims. Amen. They like to starve to death. Amen. That first fall and winter, they are in this country. They come here, didn't know what to do. Amen. I'm telling you, the Indians begin to help them and teach them how to plant. Come on with me. Amen. And so, amen, the next year they had plenty. And when they sat down to eat that Thanksgiving supper that they instituted, you know what they did? Some people still, amen, take this ritual and follow it through. They placed two grains of hominy corn on each plate. Amen. And they And they said thanks over the 2 kernels of hominy corn. What did you do that for, Brother Joe? That was the ration that they had that first winter to keep them from starving to death. Amen. What are they doing now that they got plenty? They put those 2 kernels of corn on there and they thank God, amen, that God has blessed them. And now they don't have to have the 2 kernels of hominy corn, but they remember that God brought them through those years. Amen to God. Hallelujah. I want to tell you something. Amen. Men, women, boys, and girls ain't come through hard times just by accident. Amen. God hasn't brought us through life, amen, with all of its pitfalls and dangers and sorrows and snares, amen, by accident. I don't care if that world does tell you you're an accident. Amen. Nothing just happens with God. Amen. He is a sovereign God. All things are under His control. Amen. Amen. And every living human being, God has said, they're an identity. They're a unique individual with a unique call of God and work of God upon it for that life, whether they arrive at it or not. Amen. Thank God that God remembers. Hallelujah. You see, God remembered the children of Israel when they're down in Egypt. Amen. God remembers His people through the years. And I just want to hurry along tonight. I don't want to hold you too long, but I want us to remember. Amen. He said here, consider the years of many generations. That word, consider their means to meditate upon. And think back. Amen. You know, I love history. Amen. One of my favorite subjects in high school and after school was studying history. And I like, when I say history, I talk about real history, not reorganized, amen, twisted around history that a lot of our poor kids have to suffer through today. Amen. Because they will never hear the true story of the founding of this nation for the most part. Amen. Don't believe it? Amen. Listen to some of those interviews on the street. Amen. Asking basic questions about American history that college kids can't even begin to answer. Amen. A wise man once said, if you want to rob a people of their heritage, first rob them of their history. If they don't know what their history is, they'll have no idea what their heritage is. Same with the children of God. I know what my history is with Him. I know where He found me at. I know what He found me in. Amen. And I know where He has brought me to. Hallelujah. Amen. I thank God that I remember. I know what my heritage is in God. Woo. Well, Brother Joe, what was, well, my heritage was death when He found me. Eternal death. Amen. I was headed for it. It was mine. Amen. But I can tell you, I have a heritage of life now. Amen. I have an inheritance of eternal life in Christ Jesus. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. I'm telling you, amen, what a wonder of wonders. Amen. That God has given us. And yet sometimes it's so easy to forget. You see, the devil counts on that. Lucifer really counts on, amen, folks forgetting. Man can forget. Listen, I want to say this. The Word of God, it's not a trick statement. The Word of God says in the book of Romans, amen, God was talking about 2 men. Jacob have I loved, but Esau have I hated. He did not hate Esau. He hated that Esau had so easily forgotten his birthright and devalued it enough to trade it for a little temporal pleasure. Amen. With just a little bowl of lentils. Amen. You know something? There are too many people have forgotten what their inheritance is in God. And they're willing to trade what God's given them for something. Amen. Come on with me. Amen. If I forget what my heritage is with God, I become more prone to just give it away. You know why the nation, our nation is in one of the best top 10 today? Is that people do not know what their heritage is. Whitfield, PhD, easily just been willing to give them. That's Pastor, AWHITFIELD, BLC, the enemies of Dr. G. He's a sly. We'll be glad to tell you how that you can receive copies of the message, the original message. The best. Please let us know by the broadcast date. We hope that we have touched your heart with the gospel. May God bless you.
They got it made in the shade, you hear me? And all they got is one little bitty commandment. I mean, just one little bitty commandment. You could write it down in about a sentence. One little...
Amen. Then folks want to think that they can keep the law. 413, amen, commandments or rules in that law. Come on with me. Ain't nobody going to keep that law outside of Christ. Amen. God gave man one little rule in the garden. He couldn't keep that one. He flunked it. Amen. Lost everything he had. Died a dead, simple death in that garden. He died a spiritual death. He flunked his test. Oh, you know what? I still got one commandment. Amen. Love God. Remember God. Amen. Come on, my brother Joe. Now there's 10 commandments, yes. Amen. And there's 2 great commandments. Amen. Upon these hang all the prophets and the law, the Word of God says. Amen. But if the first one is kept, guess what? If I will keep the first commandment, amen, to love the Lord thy God with all of thy heart, all thy soul, all thy might, can't nobody tell Brother Joe that the second one don't fall in line. Come on with me. Amen, it's a progressive work. Amen, if I'll keep that commandment and love God, I'll love my neighbor as myself. The whole of the law, amen, is summed up, amen, and in those 2 commandments, amen. You mean all 413 of Levitical law, all that wrapped in, yes, indeed, it's all wrapped together. If I'll just love God and remember Him, hallelujah, amen, I can tell you what, all that will just come flowing together. Woo! Now, Brother Joe asked this too simple. Amen, ask the Apostle Paul about it. This one thing I do. This one thing. What was that? Forgetting those things which are behind, I press forward for the mark. I simply am after Christ. Brother Joe, if I'm after Christ, I can't be after anything else. Come on. I said, if I'm truly after Christ, I won't be after anything else. Amen. You know what? The Apostle Paul knew he could do one thing. Amen. And Brother Joe thinks by the help and grace of God, he can do one thing. Amen. Can't none of us do it but off the help of God. If you go a little further and ask the Apostle Paul, he said, I can tell you what, if I glory, I will glory in the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. He's glorying because it's by the power of God and the work of Christ that he's able to pursue that.